And that is the gospel of the Lord. We've been told that the word gospel means good news. But is it good news to hear we are to hate our family members and renounce all our possessions and carry our own cross? And then come those two rather strange parables about a tower and sending out armies. It sounds like there's no use following Jesus unless we can measure up to those discouraging demands and what they will cost us. But let's look at the context of this gospel. Jesus is talking to the crowds that are following him on this final trip up to Jerusalem. Great crowds, it says in the gospel. And what awaits him there? A rigged trial and a death sentence. They don't see that coming. And they've got nothing right now but a lot of enthusiasm. They're expecting him to be the leader of a new empire, throw off the old Roman one. But Jesus knew that true disciples need more than just enthusiasm, more than just wishful thinking. They need to grow from solid foundations. And today's two parables are meant to speak to that need. Building a tower? The farmers and vineyard owners there would have understood that parable. With a tower in their fields, they could watch out for thieves and marauding animals so that they could protect their crops. But don't start building one if you lack the wherewithal to complete it. Stop and think. Think and then act. The second parable is about a king thinking about fighting an enemy that has twice as many troops as he has. Now, there weren't any kings in Jesus' audience, but everyone there could see that that would be awfully foolish to attempt to do that. And we should notice that one phrase appears in both parables. Quote, he must first sit down. The purpose of this sitting down is to stop and think. Think before you act. Don't rush into things blindly. That seemed to be true of those crowds that were following Jesus with such great enthusiasm. But enthusiasm that drowned out their clear reasoning. When many of them finally did stop and think about where Jesus was headed on this final journey of his, their enthusiasm cooled very quickly. And they soon were shouting out, crucify him, crucify him. Those enthusiastic hosannas were gone. The rest of today's gospel, the parts that come before and after those two parables, are likewise Jesus' attempts to remind us about the cost of discipleship. Following Jesus is not going to be a spare time, part-time sideline. The Son of God must come first in a disciple's life. Jesus must mean more to his disciples than family, possessions, and life itself. Does anyone here want to follow him and be his disciple? If so, then first sit down and calculate the cost, and then you decide. If following Jesus is going to have to mean putting him in first place in our lives, ahead of everything else, even family members and friends whom we love so much, if it means all that, Can any one of us dare to say, sure, I can do that? So does that mean we should not ever even try to follow him? Of course not. But it does mean that we can never hope to be his disciples by relying on our own resources. That will never work. And this is what today's gospel is trying to teach us, including those two parables. Don't be short-sighted like that tower builder who hasn't got what it takes. He fails, and people laugh at him. And don't be like that king who foolishly considers going into battle with inadequate resources against hopeless odds. Jesus will never expect us to cope with impossible odds or to build our lives on weak, inadequate foundations. He has promised to give us his resources, and they will always be more than adequate. If we trust in him and rely on his strength, we will be safe. Why else have we come here? We gather here around the table of the Lord for Eucharist. Here we are given the strength and power which do for us and in us what we could never do for ourselves and by ourselves. What we receive here is not some sort of spiritual electricity, as if we were here to get our batteries recharged for another week. The strength, the power, the hope, and the joy that is offered us here is a person, and his name is Jesus Christ.